Through a mystical vision, Mary believes she was chosen, not as a prophet, but rather as a messenger of prophetic warnings. And she was given a name, Summer Rain, by her mentor and guide, an 80-year-old Chippewa woman. This was the woman known as No Eyes.
No Eyes learned to see into the future and to forecast what was going to happen. No Eyes was the greatest visionary of our time.
No Eyes saw the future in the form of a great phoenix, a bird that would rise from Mother Earth amidst terrible devastation.
When great phoenix come out of Earth Mother, her skin gonna tear bad.
You mean earthquakes?
Great storms come. They cover all towns. Summer and winter all mix up.
Floods, earthquakes, Mother Earth rising in revolt. Mary Summer Rain, through the teachings of No Eyes, foretells of a series of cataclysmic natural disasters to befall the Earth. Others share the same visions. Among them, a man from the northeast corner of America by the name of Gordon Michael Scallion. Scallion claims that he sees a time when all life may perish.
In 98 to 2001, the Earth becomes very quiet. The animals are quiet. Then a wind picked up from the east. It was hurricane velocity. I then watched the sun reverse its direction in the sky. The oceans themselves buckled and land masses were thrust up. Can't even begin to tell you how many sleepless nights I've had and nights where I've just emotionally just totally lost it.
Scallion claims to live with a nightmare. Visions of cataclysmic earth changes that could wreak disaster.
I used to have to literally go and take a nap after I have one of these visions of 3 to 4 hours. And then there were times where I was in bed for 2 or 3 days. And that was a common thing throughout the 80s. Now, what seems to happen is that when I'm at my word processor, I receive these visions.
Scallion claims his visions are all of cataclysmic disasters. Simultaneous tornadoes, earthquakes, hurricanes, and volcanic eruptions, all exploding across our planet in the years leading up to the millennium.
The disasters that I see occur in a sequence. And I'm given the warning signs of what the sequence would be. The kind of details that I see are the actual collapsing of the buildings, the people running in panic, the actual people, watching the water actually come in and covering communities. I see cargo planes coming in with Red Cross symbols on the side.
If even a percentage of his visions came to pass, Scallion decided he could still help save lives. In 1991, he began publishing his prophecies of future disasters in The Earth Changes Report.
The newsletter is a way of communicating with the public some of the prophecies that Gordon sees for the future in the United States and the rest of the world.
When Hurricane Andrew occurred, a year ahead of time, I warned about it. And then even a month before, I knew the direction it would come, the wind velocity, where it would land, and I warned as many people as I could. Since 91, when I began publishing the Earth Changes Report, the predictions that were significant were that, first, that LA would have earthquakes on April of 92, followed by the June 28th Landers earthquake, the floods in the Midwest and the Mississippi, the eruptions of Mount Pinatubo.
Scallion and his wife transformed their home into the Matrix Institute, a 24-hour hotline access to Scallion's prophecies occurring or predicted to occur within any given month.
I created a map of the future United States. This was a map that was a consolidation of the visions that I was receiving, and it represented what the United States would look like between 1998 and 2001.
So the new West Coast will be in the area of Nebraska, down through Boulder and Denver, through this area is the new West Coast. And California has become a series of islands. Here, the Mississippi has expanded, the Great Lakes have merged. Good portions of New Jersey go underwater.
Some of the changes occur abruptly, some of the changes give us warning signs. The worst places is wherever you are when something like this explodes.
What he once considered a burden, Scallion now calls a gift in disguise. Gordon Michael Scallion believes his prophecies will help mankind prepare for the future.
I believe prophecy is given predominantly for two reasons. One is it's given to help us prepare for what is going to happen, or it helps us to change what the outcome would be. And so the loss of life could be significant unless we heed the warnings.